Okay, it's time to settle one of the hottest debates out there once and for all. This is something that moves the needle on productivity and could put friend against friend like only Uno or Monopoly could do. Yes, I'm talking about digital versus paper planner. Let's go. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I'll have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Hey, what's up? I am so glad you are here for another episode of You Are Worth the Work, and I want to give you a quick recap on the Good Guys birthday weekend that a couple weeks ago we went down to South Florida, one for their first out-of-town AAU basketball tournament, and also it happened to be their birthday weekend. So it was really nice. So we were down in Boca Raton. And we'd never been there. My husband and I have been to Fort Lauderdale. He's been to Miami. The kids haven't been to South Florida. And so it was nice. What did we do? So they got second place in the tournament in their age, in the third grade bracket. We visited a really nice art gallery, which I'm guessing is in downtown Boca. I think it was called Blue Something Gallery. It was really nice. The price tags on some of that stuff was had some commas in it. So the kids had to stay real close to me. They had never been in an art gallery before. And so, you know, there's an etiquette, right, that goes with it. The guy that seemed to be running the place, he was really nice. And so we talked to him and he told us a little bit about some of the pieces. That was while we waited for our food, because these children love to go out and eat. And I'm not talking about chicken tenders and fries. I'm talking about they wanted to eat, right? And so it was a nice weekend. We really enjoyed ourselves. Also, you guys remember what I said about doing laundry? Yeah, that 100% happened that weekend, because while I love that the uniforms are reversible, they're blue on one side and white on the other, I don't love that there's only one of them. And so the plan, which was executed nicely, was to wash every day. Every day after the games, you come back, you do laundry, you throw everybody's clothes in the washing machine, you wash them, you dry them, and your room doesn't smell like, you know, hot gym and all day long. And you get to wear a nice uniform, nice clean smelling uniform. So remember, I told you guys that last year, and then I mentioned it in the last episode, that is 100% a deal breaker for me, especially with the baseball tournaments and more basketball tournaments coming up. Oh, you guys, hot off the press, we have white baseball uniforms again. I know. And yes, they are very nice with pinstripes, right? They have the Carolina blue pinstripes. But let me tell you something. I thought I was done washing white pants, and not only are the pants white, but the jersey too. So let me make sure I have enough OxiClean and all that other stuff that I was using before. I keep you updated. I don't know what they're wearing for the first game on Sunday. I keep you posted on how this goes, because I got one kid that loves to slide and another kid that should slide more often but doesn't. So I'll keep you posted on that, because my annual This Is How You Prep for Tournament Season episode is 100% coming soon. All right, so why am I calling digital versus paper planner the great debate? And yes, I used great debate in air quotes, because I mean, okay, maybe it's not wings versus flats. That is a whole other thing. And I sit on the fence when it comes to wings versus flats. I am team give me all the wings, but how you plan your days is important. And here's why. It's important that you have an apparatus, something that you're using, a device, a piece of paper, or a post-it note, whatever, that allows you to, one, be consistent, right? Because that's the key. Consistency is 100% the key to putting yourself first and really making sure that you run your calendar and not the other way around. But also, it's important to do something that works for your life and in whatever phase of life that is, right? Remember, we talked about what season of life are you in? And so you don't have to be hard and fast on one side of the, one side or the other, but it is important that whatever you are doing right now, that you are able to stick with it and you're not just chasing after the shiny object. And so another reason why we are talking about this is because your girl recently went back to paper planner from the digital planner. So I tried a digital planner for about 2 years, I want to say, and maybe a year and a half. And it worked for a while. It just got to the point where it just wasn't working for me. And so I made the switch. Here's the thing. I am committed to giving this planner in particular a full year. So I just got it in February, I think. And so I'm committed to going through the rest of this year with it and, you know, through the new year just to see if it's going to work. I actually did pick up the same version of the planner I had last time, just in a smaller version. So not the 8.5 by 11, right? It's not a regular piece of paper. It's a little smaller because for me, I need something smaller. I don't need something kind of big as a monstrosity. I do love, and I did love the bigger paper planner, but I think I need something a little smaller. So I think it's 9 by 6 or something like that. And here's why I made the switch. The digital planner was on my iPad. I don't particularly love carrying my iPad everywhere. So I would leave it at home and then I would feel like I needed to hurry up and put stuff in it. So I would have to find somewhere else to put, you know, the things that were going on in my head and my to-dos if I'm out and about, because I really didn't want to carry around my iPad, right? So what if for whatever reason it gets stolen or it's lost? So not only is my planner there, but everything else, my Kindle, you know, my iPad, it is valuable to me. And so I didn't want to take it anywhere. So that was one of the reasons. Another reason is, and I'll get to all of the pros and cons because I don't want you to just base your decision on digital versus analog based on just me and my experiences. I will give you some, you know, more pros and cons, but for me, I can't keep my iPad charged to save my life. I just don't. It's because I don't take it with me, right? I don't remember to keep it charged. So it'll sit on the counter for a couple of days and I'll go into it because I'll read, but I won't pay attention to if it needs to charge because I'm either reading on it or back then I was writing in it. And so I forget that it needs to charge. And that kind of annoyed me because I'd go to open it. Like yesterday, I went to open it to read my book and it was at like 4%. So that's another reason for me why I wanted to go ahead and give the switch, you know, make the switch. Another thing for me right now, if I don't have any internet, it's no problem. So I can take my planner with me to the ball field in middle of Nowheresville, Florida, and I can still make sure I have the games written down, right? I can make sure that if I go to a meeting at the school, I don't have to worry because their Wi-Fi is not a thing. I think they probably have some like a private Wi-Fi something for staff and whatnot. But yeah, I get no bars at the school, which is problematic and makes me feel real safe all at the same time. So if I need to bring my planner for a meeting, then I can do that. I can bring it on site. And studies show that pen and pencil to paper, like actual paper, does help with remembering things or staying on top of things, even if you can write it on a tablet. The pen to paper thing, I don't think humans are ever going to get away from that just because it's so ingrained in us. You know, the technology has not been around as long as any sort of writing, regular analog writing apparatus and the thing that you write it on. So I think that's going to be ingrained in us for a really long time, if not forever. And so that does help with remembering things and, you know, staying on top of stuff. So I'm going to give you, because, you know, I'm about that action and whatnot, I want to give you some pros and cons of digital and paper, because I want you to make that decision for yourself, because I know this has been hot on your brain. I know it has. I know it has. And then what I'll do is I'll show you, or I'll tell you, I'll tell you how you can, you know, kind of have your cake and eat it too. You can do both. You don't necessarily have to pick one or the other all the time, but there's a method to being digital and analog at the same time. I'm going to give that to you. Okay, so here we go. Pretend that there is like a pro digital, I'm not going to call her an angel, but let's just say you've got a protester on your left shoulder and a protester on your right shoulder, and one of them is pro digital and the other one is pro paper. So let's just go through these and you can make this decision on your own, like I said, because there's a way to do both, and I'll get to that later, but I just want you to make sure you have all the information you need, right? Because it's best to be informed and well-rounded. All right. Team Pro Digital. Here we go. Depending on what you use, the app or the program or whatever that you use, you can automate and you can sync your calendar. You can, if you use, you know, Google Calendars or something like that, or use iCloud or whatever you use, maybe you use something different at work or Teams, you may have the ability to integrate all that stuff into your digital planner and your digital calendar so that you really don't have to do anything, right? So if someone puts something on your calendar, it pops up, bing. And for someone that's short on time, that's probably really, really helpful for you, right? You also have no need for a paper planner and a tablet. For example, with my digital planner on my iPad, I don't need to carry around both, right? You can just have one device, one thing that you're using for everything. It's like a one-stop shop. And here's the third thing. You can have fun with it. So a lot of these digital planners, even if you have the most basic one, like the one that I had, I used it on GoodNotes, that app, and you could do different colors for like your quote unquote cover or your stickers. I never used stickers, but you could have stickers and you had like designs and you can change the font. There's all sorts of really fun things, different designs, different colors, different things that you can make it your own. Whereas kind of out in the marketplace, unless you are creating your own for print planner, you're just kind of beholden to what the company's designed for you. And there are a bajillion of them, but maybe none of them are your vibe, right? So if you are team digital, those are your three, okay? Pro paper, I'm coming to you, I promise. Pro digital, I've got the flip side for you. Here are a few things that are kind of, not that I hate about having a digital planner, but that could be some drawbacks. You know, these are your cons. Like I said earlier, you got to keep that thing charged. You got to keep your device charged. And I couldn't remember to do it, but you do have to remember to keep it charged. You have to have internet at some point, right? You got to be connected somehow to some network, because if you don't, how are you going to get synced up? How are you going to get into the app? How are you going to do any of that stuff? Another thing for me was that the iPad could be cumbersome, right? And this is going to lead to a couple of other points. You got to open the flappy thing. You got to unlock it. You have to find the app itself. And even if it's on the bottom, you got to click on it. You got to open it. It just felt, for me, it felt like a lot. It felt like a bit much for me, which brings me to my next point. Because I sit at a desk most of the day and I look at a screen most of the day, and I do a lot of my business stuff, like after hours, on my laptop, who in the world wants to keep looking at a screen? I am exhausted from looking at screens by the time I'm done with the day. And one of the last things I want to do is look at my iPad and write that stuff down. So there is a level of screen exhaustion that comes into play, you know, when you kind of, you may just want to disconnect a bit. And devices can be distracting, you guys. Like, I know for me, my D&D, my Do Not Disturb game is strong, right? But if I'm on my iPad, then, you know, I might go to X or Twitter or whatever it's called. I might go over to, you know, I might get a ding before I put it on Do Not Disturb. And for me, having all those things at my fingertips when I'm really trying to, when I need to focus, is distracting to me. So Team Digital, that's for you. Those are your pros and cons. So, all right, Team Pro Paper, where are you at? If you have no internet, there's no problem. That ain't no problem. No internet, no problem. We are taking it back to the old school. And who needs internet? Internet for what? With a paper planner. All you need is a pencil, baby. That is all you need to write down the things that you need to write down, to make the notes, to put that stuff in your calendar. You don't have no internet right now. That's cool. It's fine. For me, like I said, I bought a smaller one to fit in my backpack. It's like 9x6. And so, like I was talking about, not wanting to bring my iPad everywhere, not necessarily because I'm scared, but, you know, stuff happens, right? And especially going through the airport, right? Like, if I already have my laptop and I already have my phone, and I don't feel like dealing with my iPad and taking that thing out, and it's, again, cumbersome. So having a paper planner that I can just throw in my bag is super, super helpful. So that is Pro Paper. That was for you. Con, paper con. I know, Pro Paper, you don't really want to hear this. You may have to do a little double work. You may have to do a little double work. And here's why. Because your work calendar or your calendar on your phone are not tied to that planner, in order to make this work, you do have to transfer things over. Whether you wrote it down on your in your planner and need to put it in your work calendar, or vice versa, there's a level of extra work that comes with it. Now, you can get used to it, and I'll give you a couple of tips on that in a second, but just know that. Just know that there's going to be a little bit of double work. There's something extra to carry. Again, could be cumbersome, right? If you have an iPad, if you're taking it on the plane because you want to watch movies on it, but you have to have your planner with you, you're going to have to bring two things. So that may be a hindrance depending on how big your bag is. I've gotten to the point where I barely carry a something. So having to carry my planner and maybe my iPad, then, you know, it's just one extra thing. One thing I forgot, Pro Paper, you got one more. Having a paper planner forces you to disconnect. It forces you to unplug a little because you're writing in your planner. Now, once you do a little bit of that rework I was telling you about, then you're going to be reconnected to the matrix. But having that time, it's kind of like journaling, right? If you're just brain dumping in your planner and you're moving those things over, the things you have to do, it gives you a bit of clarity at the beginning or the end of your day, or both, whenever you decide to do it. So yeah, Pro Paper, that is your final Pro Paper. Now, let me get to how you can do both. And this is what I do, mostly because both sets of grandparents are here. I've bought them calendars so that they can stay abreast on what's going on with the sports and appointments and things like that. Like if I need help, if I need coverage, things like that. So once a week, when we get together once a week, that's when I pull out my phone and I pull out my planner. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. If you, when you log on to work, as you're writing in the things that you need to do, the tasks you need to accomplish, I would encourage you to incorporate your work calendar if you feel comfortable with that. Some people have two planners or some people like to keep that stuff separate. For me, because I have meetings and appointments and things like that, I need them all together. I need to see what my full day looks like, and I don't need that, you know, that separation. So that's how you can have both. You can have your phone, like a lot of things drip automatically to my phone, especially if I'm quick, you know, if it's something really quick, like an email or like my movie tickets go automatically to my phone. Plane reservations. If I make a plane reservation, it asks if I want to sync it with my calendar. Of course I do, because I know that one day a week, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to move that all that stuff over, because then I have to tell other people, hey, this is what's going on this week. And they can tell me, hey, this is what's going on this week. So it keeps everybody honest, but it does allow me to not have to spend so much time on my devices, but I can also kind of get that paper feel. So that was the great debate. Listen, I thought it was a great debate. You tell me what you think. Hit me up on the socials and we can talk about it, because I don't think that there is a right or wrong answer. I do believe that whatever works for you, you just got to be consistent. So if you can be consistent with paper only, or you can be consistent with planner or digital planner only, then rock on. I'm going to do a little bit of both, mostly planner, but syncing up with my phone and with my work calendar. You let me know. You hit me on the socials and the whatnots, and you let me know what's going to work for you, or what you think is going to work for you. All right. So I told you guys before that while I take the opportunity to thank you for your feedback and your support privately, like when you guys hit me up on social media or send me an email, I am going to start recognizing y'all in public, because I believe that it's important to shout you out and to publicly thank you for your support. I mean, there are a bajillion podcasts out here in these streets, and you took the time to listen to mine, and hopefully you are getting value from it and you're able to share it with other people that are like you and in your tribe that are really just, you're trying to thrive. And that's really what this podcast is all about, is coming together and getting the tips that work for you and sharing the others. And what if it doesn't work for you, then that's okay too. But knowing that you're not alone in learning and growing and putting yourself first is something that I don't take for granted. Not one bit. So I want to shout out Ashley1523. And this is what she said. Kim is encouraging, authentic, motivating, and even funny. See, I am funny sometimes. So glad to have this podcast to learn from and keep me headed in the right direction. Thanks, Kim. Ashley, you are more than welcome. It is my pleasure and my honor to come in here and just take time to share my life with you, in the hopes that you're on the other side of this saying, yep, same girl, or that's really interesting, I'll try that, or no, that doesn't work for me, but thank you for giving me something to think about. Because that's really what this is all about. It's about thinking and growing and doing and really taking action to become unbusy and really put yourself first and build this nurturing family life that you want and that you deserve. So thank you so much for listening. Again, I will talk to y'all later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.